Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Mark Stevens from River Hibbert by his side. The title cut from his 2014 CD issued through Rugged Cross Christian Ministries. Mark wrote all 12 selections. Mark and Ashley are the proud parents of a beautiful daughter. Miss Daisy Margaret Stevens was born on March the 14th. And there's no greater miracle than that of new life. And we send a big congratulations out to Mark and Ashley. And folks, on June the 11th, 2015, we lost Jim Ed Brown. In 1959, the Browns consisted of sisters Maxine, Bonnie, and brother Jim Ed Brown. They came from Sparkman, Arkansas, and they were simply known as the Browns.
In 1959, they hit big with their biggest hit, The Three Bells. Brother Jim Ed went solo in 1965, and he hit big in 67 with Papa Top. The Browns put 21 songs on Billboard's country music charts, making The Three Bells their only number one song. And Jim Ed Brown, after he went solo, put 50 songs on the charts, and 12 of those were in the top 10, and one made it to number one. So we've got the Browns with a live 1959 recording from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, and Jim Ed will sing Whispering Hope.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom. All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, boom. Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow, after the shower is gone. My heart in its sorrow, rejoice. If in the dusk of the twilight dim be the region afar, will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? Then, when the night is upon us, why should the heart sink away? When the dark midnight is over, watch for the breaking of day.
Friends, the next two songs are local artists. First, that's Ken Eagles with Beyond the Rain. Musicians are Dave Moore on lead guitar, Bill Bird on rhythm guitar, Ken Eagles on lead vocals and mandolin, Robert Benoit on fiddle, Robert Richard on bass, and Fran Eagles on background vocals. Then it's a 1996 recording by the Nativity of Our Lady Folk Choir with one titled Give Me Oil. Members at that time were John Melanson, Bill and Mary Lewis, Joseph and Dot Chambers, Bob and Beth Seelig, Louise Moreau, Audrey White, Philip Stevens, Ron White, Drew Moore, Shirley Troop, and Dale Mead. Musicians were Ron White, Drew Moore, Frank Duty, and the legendary and great Ray Legere. So it's Ken Eagles and Friends with Beyond the Rain, and then you'll hear the Nativity of Our Lady Folk Choir with Give Me Oil.
When skies are getting dark and the clouds are moving in, when the storm arrives fills our heart with pain, just let our Savior in, for we have trusted Him. He will lead us beyond the rain, beyond the rain. There'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. When we put our lives in the hands of Jesus, He will lead us beyond the rain. When we live our life alone, trying to make it on our own, still the heartache and emptiness remain. If we hold on to God's hand, He'll lead us to a land where the sun will always shine beyond the rain, beyond the rain. There'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. When we put our lives in the hands of Jesus, He will lead us beyond the rain. Now the battle has been won. God sent His only Son to fulfill the promises of His name. If only we believe, what a gift we would receive to live with Jesus beyond the rain. Beyond the rain, there'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more pain. We'll be living our lives in the hands of Jesus. He will lead us beyond the rain.
Thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archived programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Friends, on July the 30th, 2015, we lost another great Nashville artist. Lynn Anderson died at age 67. Lynn was known as the Great Lady of Country Music, and her big hit was in 1970 with Rose Garden. Lynn Anderson put 27 songs on Billboard's country music charts. 18 of those made it to the top 10, and 5 made it to number 1. I shared the stage with this great lady in La Mars, Iowa in 2012. Lynn Anderson, along with John Rex Reeves and myself and others, were inducted into America's Old-Time Country Music Hall of Fame in Oneida, Iowa, a moment in time I'll never forget. After Lynn Anderson, it's another great family of country music. It's Family Brown, and Papa Joe Brown came from the Amherst area. Their RCA double LP, The Best of Country Gospel, was released in 1979. So it's the late Lynn Anderson with one titled, I Believe in Music, followed by When I Lay My Burdens Down by Family Brown.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
friends, the next two artists I know very little about. However, I recognize some of the artists involved in the making of the CDs. H. Fulton Bear is singing the great Hank Snow number, Mother. Then it's June Bear with Slippers with Wings. I believe they're from the Porter's Lake area, and Fulton may have grown up in the Amherst area. Fulton's CD is titled Making Tracks, and June's CD is titled Can I Sleep in Your Arms Tonight, Mister?
There are friends who will want you, but just for a day. There are pals you think true, but they'll cast you away. But there's one loving soul, boys, I sure recommend. To this whole world of sorrow, she'll be true till the end. Mother, though her hands are all wrinkled and old, Mother, silver hair that has lost all the gold. You left her alone, went to roam through the years, but all that you left her was heartache and tears. Go kiss her old brow, whisper softly and true, Mother, you're just an angel and I love you. On the door of a cottage, a wreath sadly hung, and a hearse stood there waiting as a choir softly sung. Those flowers in their beauty to her they're unknown. Tonight she's with angels around God's great throne. So don't wait at the late sun to try and repay. Give those flowers, give those treasures, and give them today. Let her know that you love her and show her you care. She's your mother, God love her, she's true as a prayer. So kiss her old brow, whisper softly and true, Mother, you're just an angel and I love you. Susie was three when she first blessed our home. We loved her as much as a child of our own. Her little legs were all twisted and frail. It was never meant for Susie to be well.
In her little bedtime prayer she would say,
watch the kids in the playground nearby. They'd call Susie's name, she'd wave and say hi. Tiny teardrop would leave the window stain. It was never meant for Susie to come. complain.
She just say to her brown puppy dog, little Skippy, I know it won't be long till I run and play tag like my friends. God send in me pretty slippers with wings.
Susie turned four and her little hands grew weak. Pain took its toll and the color left her cheek. Christmas Eve came and we gathered round Susie's bed. I can still hear the last word she said.
Mommy, Mommy, there's a man dressed in white. Daddy, look, he is shiny and bright. And he's holding some ribbons and some strings round a pretty pair of slippers with wings. And if ever Susie's wearing golden slippers with wings.
June Bayer with Slippers with Wings and H. Fulton Bear with the Hank Snow classic, Mother. Always great to hear a song about Mom. Actually, I got a nice email just moments ago from June Bayer, and they do live in the Porter's Lake area, and Fulton spent time in Amherst in his youth. And I had an email from George Hamilton V, and they're still trying to complete a discography on all of George IV's albums. I think they're up to 126 albums now worldwide, and there's still more. George Hamilton IV went home to be with Jesus on Hank Williams' birthday, September the 17th, 2014. George IV is a member of the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame, the Blue Ridge Music Hall of Fame, the North Carolina Sports and Entertainment Hall of Fame, the Rockabilly Hall of Fame, and America's Old-Time Country Music Hall of Fame in Iowa. And currently, there's a movement to try and get him into the Nashville Country Music Hall of Fame, and he should have been into that Hall of Fame years ago. And also, we're trying to get him into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. And I believe that George Hamilton IV was the only non-Canadian ever to receive a Juno Award. During George Hamilton IV's career, he promoted Canadian country music around the world. Here's Hank Williams with Ready to Go Home and George Hamilton IV with Calling You.
Shall come to claim his own. No more tears, no pain, no woe in this wicked world below. Then will you be ready to go home? Will you be ready to go, ready to go home? To live with him up there around the throne. When he says, come unto me, when your soul be clean and free, then will you be ready to go home? In this world of greed and hate, will you wait till it's too late to claim the Savior for your own? For he's coming someday to bear your ready to go home. As you travel day by day down life's long highway, are you on the road that leads to Rome? light and pray both day and night. Then you'll be ready to go home.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
When you strayed from the fold and there's trouble in your soul, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is lost in sin and you're at your journey's end, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He's gonna take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? As you journey day by day and temptation comes your way, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow in His light, He will always guide you right. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He's gonna take you by the hand and lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? When your soul is burdened down and your friends just can't be found, can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? If you'll follow Him each day, He will brighten up your way. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Calling you,
calling you,
calling you,
calling you.
Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? He will take you by the hand, lead you to that promised land. Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you? Can't you hear the blessed Savior calling you?
The late and great George Hamilton IV with Calling You. And that's from a CD that he recorded, a tribute to Luke the Drifter. And of course, Luke the Drifter was Hank Williams. Then you heard Hank Williams with Ready to Go Home. Friends, another new artist to the Gospel Trail is Trevor Baker from Riceville, Ontario. All 11 songs on the CD were written by Trevor Baker, and it's a good one. Simple Man is the title cut.
There's something that's been running through my mind as the years go ticking away. I can't help but wonder how I'll be remembered and just what they're gonna say. I wanna make an impression and I wanna do something before I go to the sweet by and by. I wanna live my life so when they have my funeral, the preacher won't have to lie. Oh, when will be on my mind. That's what I'm gonna want the most. To be known as a man who sang for God and spread hope wherever he went. If I can just do that, I'll figure my life down here and be well spent. Well, I'd like to be known as a simple man who did his best to spread God's love. He didn't care what the world had to offer. His eyes were on heaven above. He was an average guy with a song in his heart, and he sang it right to his death. That's what I'd like all the people to say when I draw my last breath. You know, there's something to be said about living your life. So when you lay on your pillow at night, you know you ain't been doing things you shouldn't. When you're turning out the bedroom light, you ain't fighting with your neighbor and your mind is clear. You can't buy a feeling quite like that. And in spite of what they might tell you today, that kind of life is still where it's at. Well, I'd like to be known as a simple man who did his best to spread God's love. He didn't care what the world had to offer. His eyes were on heaven above. He was an average guy with a song in his heart, and he sang it right to his death. That's what I'd like all the people to say when I draw my last breath. Well, I'd like to be known as a simple man who did his best to spread God's love. He didn't care what the world had to offer. His eyes were on heaven above. He was an average guy with a song in his heart, and he sang it right to his death. That's what I'd like all the people to say when I draw my last breath. Yeah, that's what I'd like all the people to say when I draw my last breath.
That's Trevor Baker from Ontario with one he wrote, Simple Man. And friends, the next two songs are by Lloyd Snow, requested by Michael from New Carlisle. Snow White Dove was issued on Lloyd's 1992 album, Looking Out to Sea, number 2. Snow White Dove, number 2, is from Lloyd's 1994 album, Trail of Tears. Both songs written by Pat Mayer of Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland. And they're not gospel songs, but I think you'll find them interesting. Number 2 is a continuation of number 1, and they're also quite sad. The songs are also referred to as Snowball Tree 1 and 2. And friends, here's the late Lloyd Snow from Blaketown, Newfoundland.
They were very, very happy. The marriage was a gem. Death was soon to take his pretty wife away from him. With her dying breath she whispered, "We have everlasting love, and I'll come back to be with you as a little snow white dove." The time went by and nothing happened. The dove did not appear. Again and married in a year. And on the day he brought his new bride home, the neighbors were to see a snow white dove come fluttering down upon the snowball tree. There she sobbed and moaned, heartbroken in an almost human way. No matter what the weather, she would perch there every day. Tell the neighbors and the servants now the story they had learned, that in the guise of this white dove the young wife had returned. When the new bride heard the story, her nerve began to fail. The young man tried to help her, but it was to no avail. So to save his second marriage, he knew something must be done. At dawning the next morning, he went out with his gun. He raised his gun and fired through the leaves so deep and green. The snow-white breast turned scarlet, and he heard a woman scream. The dove flew high into the air and disappeared from sight. And as he lay there in slumber, the young man died that night. Beneath the snowball tree, they buried him to lie in last repose. The young wife and the servants left for where nobody knows. Now the big house stands there empty, and the garden lies in ruins. But above the young man's grave each year, the snowball tree still blooms. They say nobody comes to see that lonely onkept green. But every year at a certain time, a visitor is seen. If you spoke to the neighbors, then they'd tell you what they see. It's a snow-white dove with a scarlet breast perched on the snowball tree. There she'll sob and moan heartbroken in an almost human way. No matter what the weather, she will burst there every day. And she seems forlorn and lonely for a love that could not last. And you hear her cry in anguish for her sad and tragic past. Advanced in age, walked up the garden way and entered in a weathered house of mildew and decay. She paused for just a moment, then she slowly crossed the room to look out through the window at the snowball tree in bloom. 60 years had come and gone now since she'd left here to the day. She had come here as a new bride when the first bride passed away. And the eerie wail of troubled souls for years disturbed her rest, to tell her of a snow-white dove marked with a scarlet breast. She turned back from the window to the staircase by the wall. Ascending it, she found herself in a dark and narrow hall. At its end there was a bedroom where her young beloved had died. She held a moment's silence and then she stepped inside. There she saw a spectral figure in the middle of the floor. It was pointing to a jewel case on the bureau near the door. Then a woman's voice was saying, "You will find 2 golden bands. Take them out into the garden where the snowball tree still stands." As the spectral figure faded, the old lady stared in dread. In the center of its raiment was the faintest tinge of red. Down below, out in the garden, she was sure that she would see a snow-white dove with scarlet breast nearby the snowball tree. Back along the darkened hallway and down the winding stairs, to reach the open doorway, it seemed to take her years. Beyond the waist-high tangled growth, in the distance she could see the reason for her presence here as she neared the snowball tree. Upon the long neglected grave, a dove with scarlet breast spoke to her in female tone, "Please fill my last request." Beside the stone, remove the clay and make it wide and deep. and with the bands place me in there for my eternal sleep. From that day forth no one has seen the dove with scarlet breast. The lady well advanced in age has putted all the rest. The house, the snowball tree are gone as if they'd never been, and the snow-white dove with scarlet breast has not been seen again.
Friends, the late Lloyd Snow from Newfoundland with Snow White Dove 1 and 2 for Michael in New Carlisle. Lloyd turned down a 3-year Nashville recording contract. They wanted him to tour Europe, and he wanted to stay close to his wife and children. He released more than 20 albums here in Canada, and he amassed a large fan base. The legendary Bellamy Brothers are next, joined by the bluegrass southern gospel group, the Isaacs. Current members of the Isaacs are Mother Lily, daughters Becky, Sonia, and son Ben. The Bellamy Brothers are David and Homer from Darby, Florida. The brothers had 10 number one singles. And friends, I hope you enjoyed our program today. There's a video of this song on YouTube. It's the Bellamy Brothers featuring the Isaacs. This is a great song. It's called Normal Ain't Coming Back, Jesus Is.
There's a bleached out blonde giving me the evening news. She says we should be getting back to normal real soon. But as I keep on watching what's going down, I realize the circus is still in town.
There's the TV and the internet and word of mouth, but they don't tell me up from down or north from south. So I paid a little visit to Grandma's house today. She opened up her Bible and had this to say.
She said, normal ain't coming back, Jesus is. Get yourself ready, child, we'll soon be his. This is the real deal, it ain't no quiz. Normal ain't coming back, Jesus is.
There's analysts trying their best to analyze stock markets, gasoline, and food supplies.
As oligarchs and billionaires run out of tricks, burned out by pandemics and politics. Normal ain't coming back, Jesus is. Get yourself ready, child, we'll soon be his. This is the real deal, it ain't no quiz. Normal ain't coming back, Jesus is. Spirit's burning and my soul's on fire. Normal ain't coming back, Jesus is. Get yourself ready, child, we'll soon be his. This is the real deal, it ain't no quiz. Normal ain't coming back, Jesus is.
Singing,
normal ain't coming back, Jesus is. Get yourself ready, child, we'll soon be here. This is the real deal, it ain't no quiz. Normal ain't coming back, Jesus is.
Yes, Jesus is.
Normal ain't coming back, Jesus is.
friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.